Blog Talk Radio.
The world will know.
Ah, yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I'm so, indeed, very thankful to the Most High. Yes, thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. The opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. And I welcome you to the show. I thank the Most High for every ear. It's every ear that he brings near. Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he's told me that I have for him, for his cause, some very important things for him, yes, for his people that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, indeed he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But the promise of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the word of the Most High, shall not return to him void. Shall accomplish all that which he has spoken. Even if the whole world turns away from the knowledge of the truth, believe after unbelief. The whole world, my brothers and sisters, is confused and deceived, not to perceive that which the Most High has intended. The whole world falls away from the reference point to what is true and genuine reverence and worship. Yah will yet be true. Blessed are they then who will understand this, my brothers and sisters, because the word of the Most High will not be destabilized. The Most High will not turn back from that which he has foreordained. Let us then understand, my brothers and sisters, that the mercy, the grace, the favor of the Most High is not that he leaves his people reprobate without understanding. It is not that he leaves them indiscriminate, but rather, my brothers and sisters, that he teaches his people concerning his ways. He refines them that they might not be left without discipline. He teaches them, my brothers and sisters, that they might not be, if you will, caught off guard with regard to what he shall do. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who then will understand that in a world such as this one, wherein men have been taught to believe after a multitude of varied factions, yes, I said varied factions, denominations, institutions wrought after the intrusions, if you will, of the principalities and powers. In a world such as this one, my brothers and sisters, where men have not heeded the warning, the Apostle Shaul said, beware, lest any man beguile you after the principles of this world, the principles and powers, the variant, if you will, rudiments of this world, and not after the spirit of the Messiah. We were warned, my brothers and sisters, against these intrusions. after the fallen standards of men, which Messiah came and proved unwise, not to allow ourselves in any way to be fractionalized, divided, twisted, man against man, after any of the intrusions of those who function after a carnal mind. We have to ask ourselves a question. Have we truly in this world given heed? Have we truly given heed to that warning? Or has mankind rather fallen victimized after the diverse standards of men, not to have held fast to what from the beginning the Most High intended? Always to be a remembrance and a restoration of what he declared from the beginning. Think about it. He said, in the beginning was the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah. Meaning the Most High declared an eternal principle, does not change. Always based upon the fundamental of what he from the beginning intended. And that knowledge of that plan, obedience and steadfastness after that plan, is life. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It's those who then will believe him who is the embodiment of that word, the initial intent that offered in the beginning. It is they, my brothers and sisters, who will be given power to become disciples, sons, and daughters of the Most High Yah. The man that held steadfast that which the Most High declared from the beginning. Would this world be in the divisive state in which it is today? If men, since the going forth of the gospel, the dispensation of the gospel, that pure word that is from above, untainted after any of the garments of men, the men have held steadfast to that word, would there be 45,000 denominations in the world today? I tell you, absolutely not. Furthermore, my brothers and sisters, let us consider. The book of Yehuda, Jude, we were admonished that scattered among the nations, we should still seek the Most High by faith, beyond all worldly double-mindedness, beyond all worldly indiscretion, beyond all worldly provocations, man against man, man against Yah. Seek what before the Most High is a perfect work. And the scripture says if we choose rather instead to be double-minded rather than seeking to be like-minded. So let us not think or receive anything from the Most High, because the Most High offers the gift of his call, his promise, to those who will seek his perfect will, because purity and completion offers one choice. But if we look around among us today, we have to consider something, my brothers and sisters. What did the scripture say in the book of Yohanan and John? Really reading 3:14 to 3:21. It said, those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. It said, those who believed in him, it said, whoever believes in him might not perish, but have opportunity unto everlasting life. He said, here's the condemnation of the world, that men have loved darkness more than light. Let us consider then what this means. Consider, my brothers and sisters, that the evidence we see that is in this world, whereby it still remains divided, means that man has not, I repeat, man has not, in all things been true, the grace, the gift of the Most High. Many have perceived the words of the scripture constrained after the ideals already amidst the nations. We must consider this, my brothers and sisters. We must consider what the scriptures mean. It says, this is the condemnation of the world. The men have loved darkness more than light. The scriptures tell us when Messiah appears, he asked the question concerning his appearance. When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? All scripture relates again and again. The Messiah's appearing will be sudden, my brothers and sisters. Even the word in Malachi 3, where it says, he will suddenly come to his temple. The word there means unexpectedly. Men will not be expecting the manner in which he appears. They will not be expecting the manner in which he shall be revealed to this world. So when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in it? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said we should be diligent to seek the scriptures in all things, that we might not be caught off guard, because the Son of Man, as the scripture says, comes as a thief in the night, unexpectedly. Who then, my brothers and sisters, will discern the signs of these times? Like I said, the very fact the scriptures say, the Messiah will come, the time when many will be caught completely off guard. We live in a world today that has not entirely listened or hearkened to the Most High for the fullness of all that he has to say concerning his people. And in that regard, my brothers and sisters, since all the nations have sought to turn aside from the purity of a perfect word, let us consider that it is only that nation and that kingdom which is to come, my brothers and sisters, that will restore this world unto righteousness. It is allegiance only after the ways of that kingdom, after righteousness that Yah himself must reveal, by spirit that would teach all things, bringing all things to remembrance, even those things the rulers have ignored, sought it to slight, sought it to keep the people's and the rulers silent concerning. It is only, my brothers and sisters, in allegiance to that kingdom that the Most High will manifest in the earth according to the fullness of his righteousness, again revealed, that offers in its promised eternality the gift of eternal life. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, that knowing this, considering this, scriptures like those in Micah. How about Micah 4th chapter? Scriptures tell us this. Let us consider what the scriptures mean when it talks about the promise of the Most High. When the scriptures talk about that which is written, should it be brought to bear? Let us consider Micah in the 4th chapter to consider what it truly means. It says, it come to pass in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Most High shall be established on the top of the mountains. It shall be exalted above the hills. The people shall flow unto it. Many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the house of the Most High, house of the Holy One of Israel, Holy One of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways. This is talking about the kingdom that shall be established on earth at Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters. What does the scripture say? It come to pass in the last days, those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. And in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to the women whom the Most High has called. And say, so we walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth out of Zion from Israel, my brothers and sisters, and the word of the Most High from Jerusalem. And he will judge among many people, rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords in the plowshares and their spears in the pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up nation against nations shall not lift up sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Hear, my brothers and sisters, knowing that the Most High intends to establish a kingdom that will show forth what indeed is righteous rule beyond all the nations. Consider, my brothers and sisters, if suddenly all the world knew that there's only one kingdom that offers the hope of life and peace. But brothers and sisters, would men lift up arms to go to war, one against another, knowing that no other nation or only allegiance to one nation, even that which Messiah himself shall establish under the promise? If men knew that only that kingdom would offer the gift of life and understand suddenly that every other nation that has sought in some way to deny the pure, perfect absolution in terms of the knowledge of the truth, that every other nation has only been an exploiter. My brothers and sisters, would men still lift up arms for war? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is already written that when Messiah reestablishes Israel in righteousness. 60 and 12 tells us that the nation that will not serve Israel shall perish. We're talking about true Israel, my brothers and sisters. We're talking about a people that will be true to the name of the Most High. The name of him whose very title and authority declares that he is all, everything that he is, and that he does not deny himself. Brothers and sisters, shall a man stand against the law of the Most High, even the law of the Most High declared unto man that man might be fruitive unto his purpose? Shall a man deny his purpose unto the Most High and yet live? Shall a man deny the Shema, the command the Most High has given us, that each one of us should love him and seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, to be a best example to our brother, that none be dissuaded, that none be deceived, that we might show genuine love for our brother, that everyone, my brothers and sisters, should be like-minded in the will and the knowledge of the Most High. Shall we deny that word as a covenant? Shall we deny that tribal instinct that the Most High intends for his people, that we all function together? And still yet, my brothers and sisters, be counted steadfast, faithful, favored of the Most High? Shall man be favored in his unbelief? My brothers and sisters, there's much to be spoken concerning all these things. I promise you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has always had a plan. Think about it. 2,000 years ago, he was speaking to both Jew and Gentile concerning how both had all fallen short of the glory of Yah. All prophecy, my brothers and sisters, relates that that is the case again today. Shall men say that less than his covenant, less than the fullness of his covenant, shall bring forth that pure and perfect work that offers one choice? Shall a multitude of partial standards still be peace? Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand what the scriptures mean, that we should seek beyond all double-mindedness. Again, I ask the question, if man knew there's only one way that offers the hope of peace, that offers the hope of life, would man still, my brothers and sisters, would men still give their allegiance over to those who would offer them what they have no power to grant? We need to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Truly, truly we do. Because among the nations, I can only say that all prophecy has related that the rulers of the nations would never theologically declare to you all that is the true gospel of the promise. Did you hear me? The rulers of the nations would never be expected that they would teach you fully what's the gospel of the promise. Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4 relates it. That Messiah comes because all the nations and rulers have fallen short. And there's none who speaks fully as a prophet, declare that exceeding word. Isaiah 59 declares it. Psalms 14, Psalms 53, Psalms 2 talks about how all the rulers have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed, against men discerning what indeed is the law, what is the righteousness, what is the promise, what is the faith that all men should have in the Most High beyond all else. But brothers and sisters, if we read the scriptures and read them very closely to discern all that is written, there is a very powerful word of promise the Most High has granted to assure that in this world men should have an opportunity unto discerning what the rulers would never tell. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time we should understand what that promise is. What indeed is that word of the gospel? For how shall men know whether they truly have or do not have a thing, lest they know truthfully what it is? Brothers and sisters, it's time we see again the reality. Man has to understand, however, in order to discern that reality. He has to first understand that he's fallen from the knowledge and the hope of that promise, that he might finally reclaim all that has been taken from him. Man must understand that the salvation of man is not according to the diverse conceits of man. It is a gift. It is a promise. It is a revelation that comes from Yah. But as my brothers and sisters, it's always been to those who would believe. Blessed are they who would understand this. Blessed are those who understand their obligation. But the only hope of mutual agreement and peace is that there be one standard that all must conform to. Let us understand then, my brothers and sisters, that since there's one standard that all must conform to, the Most High has surely declared unto his people a law. I want you to consider something. We talked a bit about this last night. And I'd like to make it much plainer if I could. Remember we talked about Colossians 2 and 8, the scripture that talks about beware lest in any man beguile you after the principles of the world, the various principalities and powers of this world, and not after the Messiah. Let us look closely, a little bit more closely, at the verses that are there. Colossians, I'd like to go to Colossians 2. 2 and 8. I look at this again. How about going back to 2 and 1? Apostle Shaw said, I would that you knew what a great, in other words, talking about a conflict or a striving in his heart he has for his people, even the people that are the Laodicea, those who believe. As many as not seen his face in the flesh, in other words, not spoke to him personally, have all things in spirit through the power Garrett granted him, clarified it, that your hearts might be comforted. How about all brought to one like-minded understanding, knit together in a love, love for a greater truth than all the variant factions of the earth. And unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. I did not say double-minded indiscretion after the variant standards of this world. They may be brought to the acknowledgement of the mystery of Yah, the truth of the Most High, brothers and sisters, of this world. This world, my brothers and sisters, seeking to maintain its multitude of differing ideals and allegiances. So many times, my brothers and sisters, refuses to receive, refuses to accept, refuses to fully acknowledge. The full knowledge of the mystery of Yah and of the Father, and yes, my brothers and sisters, concerning him whom he brings to bear, to reveal to the world again in his anointing the way of salvation. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In other words, getting the point. The nations may seek to deny and hide these things, deny from you the knowledge of these things. But the Most High has said, even if the whole world seek to destroy all remembrance. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, I want you to consider what's written in Revelation 15. It talks about the Ark of the Covenant being opened. Most High has a place, my brothers and sisters, where he stores the record of the testimony concerning what he has declared to his people. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who realize the Most High forgets nothing and will keep every part of his promise. And see, and therefore, my brothers and sisters, even if the whole world forgets these things, it is Yah who we are to remember, we are to seek, that the truth that should never have been forgotten, remembered. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Did you hear me? Any man should beguile you unto seeking less. Beware. He said, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I'm with you in spirit, joyfully beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith. How about your faith in him who reveals these hidden things? As ye therefore received, and I prefer not to use that Greek term, if you received him who's called the Kurdi, the one who reveals the light. Anciently, my brothers and sisters, Messiah was known by many as the one called the Kurdi, the righteous one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. That's an understanding, my brothers and sisters, for those who will deeply seek it. For the understanding of the coming of the one called Shiloh, unto whom are the lawgiver, unto whom all nations must seek. That understanding, my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, goes back far, far beyond what most might imagine. That term goes all the way back, my brothers and sisters, to the time even of Noah himself. Those who don't know exactly what I'm talking about right now might be relatively new to this show. Please examine the article on my website called hiddengospel.com. It's an article there called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, which further explains it. Believe me, 2,000 years ago, if you said you were awaiting the coming of the Kurdi, all would have understood it. This term Christ, however, is a Greek term. And quite frankly, the Greeks and their polytheist differences were not looking for one to reconcile all nations after the will of one at all. You need to understand then what the concept of a Christ was to the Greeks. It was one who somehow would pull together all the variant pantheon of polytheist deities that were common to the Greco-Roman Empire. Think about it. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High would have called his chosen one after a title that relates every antithetical, partial, and incomplete ideology against the one that he says his people should prepare to be regathered by? Think again. So therefore, you receive the Kurdi, Yeshua, even as, let me tell you something, the term Kurdi also means Lord, Master, King. Walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. I did not say according to the various standards of this world. Various standards of this world only create debate and doubt. Established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein in thanksgiving. We talk about what was being taught then. Many variant misconceits, my brothers and sisters, have entered in among the churches since. Think about it. He said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceits after the tradition of men. How about varying traditions among the nations? After the rudiments of this world, the principles of this world, principles and powers of this world, and not after the one King. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations. He declared, for all authority from on high to show forth the rule of the kingdom had been given to him. He did not say that the various standards of the nations were that rule. He said to go forth and convert and disciple, teach, make disciples of all the nations. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that the standards of the nations were by no means to be considered viable under the kingdom of Yah. For in him, he said, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You are made complete in him. It did not say after varying standards, the partialities among the nations. Most of the partial standards and most of the divisions. So you may complete in him, for he is the head of all principality and power. In other words, he's above. And my brothers and sisters, all nations, ultimately to survive, must conform to him whom the Most High has chosen. This promise we will soon examine. He says, to whom you've been circumcised with the circumcision made without hand. In other words, brought unto allegiance, not after the flesh, death of the spirit, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, the variant designs of the flesh, by the circumcision in the current age. Circumcision was an initiation rite. It was also an open declaration that there's a higher righteous that one would seek, that he might be washed of all former allegiances, that they may come unto the righteousness of Yah. But if all the nations have taken the words of the scripture and had them taught in such a way that conform to the variant divisive snares of men, brothers and sisters, shall men say that they are yet free? So you should be buried in him in baptism, when you're risen with him through the faith. I did not say the standard of men. The operation of Yah, who has raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins, how about dead after allegiances to a multitude of worldly standards that could offer no peace? And the uncircumcision of your flesh. Think about it. Abraham was given a covenant of circumcision, and it wasn't after any of the partialities of the varying nations of this world. Abraham was called, my brothers and sisters, to establish, that might be established in the earth, the working of what came to the world through Abraham and the promise the Most High gave him. And even in the law given Moshe, that Israel might be established as a nation, ultimately, to show forth light to the whole world. All these things need to be examined. And he has quickened together with him. He's quickened you together with him. Having forgiven you all your trespasses. Believe it, my brothers and sisters. Any time man is subject to any conscience less than that of the Most High, it is sin. Man was created, formed to be conformed to the will of the Most High. I did not say to be shapen after the iniquity of any other controlling body of knowledge or hegemony, nation, politicization, religiosity, social or cultural misnomer. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand the Messiah meant when he said your righteousness will see that of your leaders. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. He said he blotted out the handwriting of ordinance which was against us. Understand, man's allegiance is to every standard other than that which the Most High has proclaimed is against the hope of his being made steadfast, saved, made whole, true unto the Most High. And he took what was contrary to those who are of faith, seeking the kingdom that is to come. He took it out of the way, nailing it to his stake. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come. And the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will declare the rule of the Most High from above. My brothers and sisters, are there men say that they will be made comforted, one, at peace, after any of the standards that the Most High has already said are terminal, after any of the standards the Most High said must come to an end, that his people no longer be scattered physically nor spiritually? He said he's going to make a full end of all nations that are scattered and been an obstacle against the full awakening of his people, that he might correct them justly. Read Jeremiah 30:10-11 and understand what it means. He says he'll restore a covenant. He'll prove foolish, as the scripture says, all the wisdom of the variant ideologies and rulerships of this world. That finally his people, conformed unto him and him alone, might discern what is wise. Beyond all those who would exploit them, give their energies after vanity. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand. Notice the scripture says here, and having spoiled, proven foolish, the principalities and powers, the rulership of men. It's the rulership of men and their fathers that must be cast aside. He made the son of the greater righteousness of Yah. And he made a show, prove them foolish openly, triumphing over all them in it. The Messiah say that he would champion the ideals of any administration of man in the time of his coming? Or did he send forth his disciples to teach the people to prepare for a greater authority? So consider what it means. Say, let no man therefore judge you. How about divide you? How about create factions among you? How about create contentions among you? Regarding what is proper meat and drink. Remember that the Gentiles already had their styles of ideals, hey, completely alien to the Levitical law, completely alien to the law of the Most High with regard to what is proper meat and drink, the beginning of the month, the new moon, the feast days, and the Shabbats. Gentiles already had a rule, my brothers and sisters, alien in their carnality, not discerning anything of that which the Most High has declared that ought to be, I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, celebrations, memorials, rehearsals into the mind, rehearing again in the mind, reiterations in the mind concerning that which the Most High himself said must be, a constant remembrance in the heart of his people in preparing for a kingdom to come. So notice he said that this, these disturbances, these intrusions, if you will, we're going to talk about that in a minute. After the ways of the principalities of power seeking to constrain the word of the Most High, after the various factions of the earth, various rulers and rulerships of the earth, he said that was a shadow of what was to come. A shadow, my brothers and sisters, the great persecutions that surely did come upon the church. But he said the real essence, the initial content and intent concerning these things is not found after the variant partial standards of men, but the Spirit of the Most High, Spirit of Messiah, my brothers and sisters, that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, as I said before, that all, even all those things all the rulers of the world would choose to ignore. Teach all things, bring all things to remembrance to the rebuke of all sin and all that would divide his people. Again, my brothers and sisters, we were warned against the varying factions that come as a result of what? Let's look at this word. Colossians 2:18, let no man beguile you, divide you, deceive you, that you do not perceive the greater truth. Cause divisions among you, that you maybe you be beguiled, that you voluntarily humble yourself, if you will, seeking reward after the worshiping, if you will. Get this point. It's word for angels. I want you to understand something. It relates rulers in this context, my brothers and sisters. I repeat, it relates the various rulers. Worship of angels. Wow. Yeah, I can see how they want to take that and twist that so you won't understand that the variant ministries, various leaderships of this world declaring something different are an antipathy against the promises of the Most High. Because the promise of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, declares that there must be a restoration of a pure and perfect word in the earth. This we must speak. But this we must understand. He said, after the intrusion of the angels, or let's just say in this case, he's talking about variant ministers, variant messages declaring their message. I did not say the fullness of the gospel. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The word for angel is also messenger. Also, it can be the word in the Hebrew, the word malach for angels, also for messenger, can also be angel, can also be king. How about the rulers of the nations, my brothers and sisters, after their carnal mind bringing in the intrusion, seeking to judge those things of which they have no knowledge? Did you hear me? The rulers of the world seeking to judge and bring in the intrusions of their far from adequate judgment, discretion, into those things which were, let's just say, alien to them. In other words, dare those among the Gentiles, knowing nothing of what is proper, meat and drink, according to what would bring forth the people, healthy unto the Most High. So they, my brothers and sisters, who partook of some of everything you could imagine, that the Most High knows is not ultimate to the betterment of good health. Shall they, my brothers and sisters, declare what is a proper recipe for anything? Shall they declare what is the timing of the new moons and the fullness that's supposed to be taught in the feast days and the Shabbats? Think about it. the celebrations that we call the feast days and the Shabbats and the new moons. They are, my brothers and sisters, our memorials, times in which all things the Most High declares to be brought to remembrance. It surely then is that the right administration of these things must be by the Holy Spirit that will restore to mind the fullness of a message that will make a people whole. Because many of these rulers of the nations, my brothers and sisters, intruding into things of which they have no knowledge, no business, have come in with their vanities, puffed up in their, after their nothingness, after the fleshliness, the carnality of their mind, seeking to judge what, a spiritual thing? And therefore, after their carnality, how can they uphold the head? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? After their carnality, how can they uphold him whose discretion is greater? How can they understand how all the things the Most High declared interwoven work together? How can they discern, my brothers and sisters? How can they understand the knitly fit interwoven word of the Most High, whereby his people might increase in knowledge, become stronger in knowledge, according to the promise and the purposes of Yah? I would only bring you to understand, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand what the scriptures actually say about this. Actually, in the Aramaic, he said at 2:18, let no man by pretense of sincerity doom you so that you worship. Like I said, that word, how about the various kings of the earth? There's one greater, the King of Kings, who approves all the rulers of the earth. For he is such as these, such rulers as this, are bold about things they have not seen, and foolishly proud of their intellectual powers. All my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, be careful. Say, because it says at 2:20, say, if you have died with, let's just say, how about transcended the rudiments of this world in your allegiance then to the Messiah, died from the principles of this world. In the Aramaic it says, why then should you be doomed, damned, divided, fractionalized to go living in the world? The scriptures tell us concerning this babbling, concerning this confusion, touch not the unclean thing, do not touch, do not taste, do not follow any of the confusions of this world. Hearken to the pure, perfect word from above that is the gospel. Don't bother yourselves, and don't be carried away by any of these things which are changeable, for they are the commandments and the doctrines of men. Be wise, my brothers and sisters, and understand. The day will come when all will understand that the variant standards that men have declared in their vanities far short of the discipline of the Most High. None of these are viable unto eternal life. Therefore, we are given a foretaste of the kingdom, the rule, the dominion, the righteousness that is to come if we are wise, knowing we are to prepare for a righteousness that is greater. The scripture says, comfort ye, O my people, that the time of your warfare, contention, must come to an end. The word for comfort ye, the word for repent. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that in the Hebrew, the word nachem, in the Greek, the word metanoia, all of them relate that the people of Yah must seek a standard beyond all the nations, that they might be raised above the fall into the variant snares of men, that they might repent and return unto the high conscience the Most High has from the beginning intended as a righteousness that would be the enduring life and peace for his people. All that, my brothers and sisters, I have said to somewhat recap many of the ideas of which I spoke on this last evening. Because I would have it understood, my brothers and sisters, what really and truthfully it means in the scriptures such as those at Romans 11:25-27, 12:4, which I also to some degree spoke of on last evening. There's much to be understood concerning this so we can get to how we can bring all these things together and see the massive point in it all. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures in Romans, the Romans 11, the apostle asked the question, has the Most High rejected his people whom he foreknew? He said, far be it. He said, for he was himself a Hebrew of the Hebrews of the tribe of Benjamin. Scriptures even go as far as to say that if Israel's falling away, and I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. When you talk about Israel's falling away, remember that the rulers over Israel at the time, Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, my brothers and sisters, they were in fact Roman appointees. Rome had come in some few decades before the birth of Messiah, killed off all the priests who wanted a king out of the tribe of Judah. And they appointed over Israel, my brothers and sisters, a ruling body, a priesthood, a Sanhedrin, catering to Roman ideals, even so much as they said that they had no king but Caesar. Do you really believe that such a hypocritical and leavenous institution can be true to the covenant of the Most High? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, an institution that sought to retain in so many ways the rule of Rome? A people oppressive against the Holy Covenant. Do you really believe that such a people as that, my brothers and sisters, people such as that, could be true to the promises of Yah? True in terms of the teaching of the covenant? True to what is the grace and refinement of the Most High? True to the righteousness of His law versus the flaw, the false rule, the undisciplined state that is the very rudiments of men. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the pagans had a word for law, but it related their politicizations. It related the versitudes of all that that Rome had declared as an empire, having no knowledge of the word of Yah and having no reverence for it. But they chose to use that same word for law to relate the holy law of the Most High. Many have believed that it's the law of the Most High that has been cast aside. When the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, under conversion, all you can convert from in converting the nations is the misrule of the nations. If men are to awaken to the rule of the Holy One of Israel, it's time we understand what these scriptures are talking about. It says that if Israel's falling away has resulted in reconciliation of the world, what then is the question is asked? Reconciliation be? It says, surely it shall be life, revival, life from the dead. What scripture am I talking about, my brothers and sisters? I'm talking about the 11th chapter of Romans. In fact, I remember putting in the chat some specific verses. In this case, Romans 11, 11th verse through 12. He says, has Israel stumbled that they should fall? Say, far be it. But rather by their stumbling, salvation has come to all the nations in order to make them zealous. And as their stumbling has resulted in riches to the world and their condemnation to the riches to the nations, how much more shall be their restoration? All my brothers and sisters, there's a need to continue to read these words and understand the 15th verse of the rejection that results in the reconciliation of the world. How much more will their restoration be? Indeed, it will be life from the dead. What does all this mean, my brothers and sisters? Because if you read through the verses in Romans 11, it tells all the Gentile nations, remember that Israel at the root is what sustains them. Meaning that the covenant the Most High gave to Israel is what would be the sustaining, the hope for the sustaining of all those among the nations. When the scriptures talk about the gospel going forth to the Gentiles, remember that Israel had been scattered among the nations. And the scriptures talk about, brothers and sisters, the reason for the gospel going forth to the nations is first to restore, first the Jew, then the Gentile. Who is it that will understand that this means, my brothers and sisters, that the covenant they call new actually relates a restoration of a covenant, a remembrance of a covenant, that all they of the tribes of Israel, even they of all the nations beyond the fall, might be restored, I said restored, unto the pure perfect will of the one. So Gentile nations were warned to remember both the blessing and the severity of Yah. They talked again, my brothers and sisters, about all the nations should become obedient. So let us consider what it means. He says, the hope of Israel, the hope of the nations, is indeed Israel's restoration. He said in 11:13, it's you Gentiles that I speak, as much as he said, I'm an apostle, in this case to the Gentiles, that he might magnify his ministry. But what does all these things mean? Consider the mystery of it all, my brothers and sisters, at the 27th verse. Okay? 27th verse is the same. How about going to talk about the 25th verse of Romans 11? He said, I'm desirous. Let us explain these things. He said, I'm desirous, my brethren, that you should know this mystery. How about considering that so often men drawing hasty conclusions, not knowing the fullness of what is the plan, oftentimes draw hasty conclusions far short of the reality. And the end result is men become, they consider themselves wise after their own estimation, after their own self-righteousness, still not yet knowing the righteousness of Yah, and having nothing to discipline their thoughts, they might not become foolish and deceived in their presumptuousness. Blessed then they who will understand that indeed a little bit of knowledge can be a very dangerous thing. It's the reason why the Holy Spirit says he seeks to bring all things to remembrance. Yes, all things to remembrance. The men might not walk anymore in the error of their sins, the error of their allegiances to those who keep them blind. This is the salvation of man when Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth. The truth will set you free. How about set you free beyond all those who hide the truth from you? Because many of them, my brothers and sisters, that in hiding the truth from you, leave you gullible to every man of misconceit. So I'm desirous, my brother, you should know this mystery, since you may not be wise in your own conceit. He's talking about the Gentile nations and all their multitude of allegiances. Allegiances that they had formerly had among the nations, falling after the ways and the fractionalizations that they had already been born a part of. For he says, blindness of heart has to some degree befallen Israel until the end of the Gentiles shall come, until the time of the Gentiles comes to an end. Some texts like to translate that verse to the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. But hold on. Do you really believe that 280 nations are a matter of the nations of the Gentiles having come unto the righteousness of one? Or is it a result of resistance? Those who know the truth know that the first 3 centuries, per se, of the dispensation, all my brothers and sisters, were times of great turmoil for those who believe. Many persecuted in every manner, martyred, murdered, made sport of, fed to lions. All my brothers and sisters, all because they sought to maintain the hope of a promise that the nations despised. What is that promise? Our brothers and sisters, it is the promise. And the Most High said that he surely, surely would restore people that there might be in the earth the recognition of the knowledge of peace. What indeed from him above is a reconciliation after which all nations must conform. Let's explain this with these verses that are here. He says, and then all Israel shall be saved. How about, and then all Israel shall be, let's just say, no more blinded. No more blinded after the variant, blinding, debate field, double-mindedness of the nations. The divisions, and the word for division is also curse and damnation. The divisions are no longer divided, no longer fractionalized. After the various standards of the nations. And then all Israel shall be saved. How about delivered from every exploited, treacherously exploited, vain, unworthy, impotent standard of the nations, which by no means could offer the gift of eternal life. When the scriptures talks about the idea about the gospel, it's talking about the pure, perfect word from above. Messiah said, I'm from above, not from below. I'm not of this world. He said, you are of this world, I'm not of this world. Meaning he, his word, is not tainted after any of the devices of men. He does not preach, nor does he judge after the partialities of the nations, of any nation, of any of the various ministration of the world. But he comes, my brothers and sisters, to open again the hearts of his people, even the people of his people of Israel, wherever they be scattered beyond the various contentions and provocations of all the rulers. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, then the real, because Messiah will come to establish kingdom upon this earth. The kingdom of brothers and sisters rule according to righteousness, Yah. And saying, then all Israel shall be saved. All Israel shall be made whole. All Israel shall be made one. All Israel shall be delivered from all the misconceits and misallegiances of the nations. They'll wipe their robes white in the blood of the Lamb beyond all the allegiances of the nations. Garments with symbols of allegiance. And my brothers and sisters, when the scripture talks about they wash their robes white in the blood of the Lamb, Messiah gave his life that men might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, of conscience from above, that they might convert beyond all these nations. That it might be understood what it means. It says, those who continue, therefore, to walk after the marks of the beast, the various standards of the nation, to work for Gentile, Goy, Gentile, beastly, those who refuse to reason as one. He said that those who walk after the mark of the beast, when he seeks to bring that word from above, that is the gospel. Read Revelation 14. He said they should partake of the wrath of Almighty Yah, for the Most High will have a kingdom of peace upon this earth. And my brother and sisters, all who will stand against it, should be cut off from an inheritance in the land. Let us understand what it means. And then all Israel shall be saved, as written, as deliverers shall come out of Zion. How about out of Zion, my brothers and sisters, even that deliverer that's promised out of the tribe of Judah, the one called Shiloh, Genesis 49:10-12. We talked about that last evening, how the prophecies talk about what's written in Isaiah 49:10-12 is also what's written in Zechariah 9, even what should bring world peace. If you didn't hear last night's show, you can go back and listen to it and understand how those prophecies, the prophecies that are there, speak so much to a reaffirmation. In Genesis 49:10, what's written in Zechariah 9, what's written again, my brothers and sisters, in Revelation 19, then the Most High, when he sends Messiah, Messiah will be by no means pleased with the varying standards of the rulers. That's what it meant when he's talking about that great earthquake that occurs. Revelation 16:12 is the appearance of one called, they put down their angel from the rising sun. The word for angel again is king. Rising sun east. The king of the east, the righteous one from the east, is mentioned in Isaiah 41:27-41:4. That the Most High raises up, saying, keep silence before me, O you isles, let my people renew their strength, that there be no more distractions among the nations, that his people might be resolved again, made strong in the knowledge of Yah, beyond all the distractions that have created debate and double-mindedness among his people, that they no more be beguiled, that they may be made spiritually strong. They no longer be deceived by the misconceits of the nations. The vain, corrupt standards of the nations. See, and then all Israel shall be saved, as written, deliverance shall come out of Zion. He shall remove ungodliness from Jacob. Where does the scripture come from? It comes from Isaiah 59:19. Messiah be sent as a savior for those who return from transgression, from the gangland mentality that seems to exist among the nations. Hey, not as if the men have said, whoever has the greater might is right. My brothers and sisters, there's one who is mightier than all. What then, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are talking about? When it talks about how, just like it is in many other cities of this nation, gangland mentality. Many are forced to join gangs because they are picked on and ridiculed by those who have no gang allegiance. Brothers and sisters, how many times have nations fought wars against nations? Not for any other purpose, but to galvanize the people after what they feel is their ally toward their preservation. These have been strange bedfellows, my brothers and sisters, for so very often the enemy is right there in your own backyard. Who will discern the reality, my brothers and sisters, of this ultra-nationalism we see in the world today? But many times contentions are created for the express purpose that men might remain slaves of men. The Most High has told me well that nobody has a right to rule but by his rule. And nobody has a right to enslave the mind of any man. He says Messiah will come as a savior to those who return from these variant illusions and transgressions. And he said the time will come that his people, according to Isaiah 59, he says the time will come that this is his covenant. Hear me. That his covenant, his word, even the word that he's given to the people over the course of ages. He says that word shall not depart from your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants henceforth even forever. Deuteronomy 29:29-30 and 8 talked about how the secret things of the Most High of the Most High belong to him, but those things which he has revealed belong to us and our children forever. We are obliged to uphold on to them, to preserve them forever. But we were already told about the curse of being divided among the nations. The curse of being divided in the diaspora among the nations and a falling away. But the prophecies say that in the latter days, when we have endured all these curses, the vices among the nations that have beguiled and divided our people after allegiances to others. It was already prophesied in advance, my brothers and sisters, that all these things that were told of old should be brought again to mind. Who will understand then what this means, my brothers and sisters? Because we must discern by these words, who is that deliverer that they, according to these words, knew to anticipate? When he said, as it is written, those who are well acquainted with the scriptures understood what it meant. Hear my brothers and sisters, he says, they shall have the same covenant with me when I have forgiven their sins. How about brought them back that they discern beyond all that have sought to deceive and exploit them? Many have given their very lives, my brothers and sisters, and I simply ask the question, how many lives would have been saved if men would simply have known, according to the truth of the gospel, that the variant standards of men being vain offer no hope of eternal salvation, but the nations not believing has wrought much injustice in the land. Many have given their lives, my brothers and sisters, but not for the righteousness of Yah. It has always been sin for men to fight wars, to maintain and preserve partiality, hypocrisy, misrepresentation, and injustice. Scripture says Messiah, however, will come and say, for righteousness' sake he will judge and make war. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters? He will not be pleased with the treachery of the rulers who have hidden this truth so that they might exploit the masses. And that's why Revelation 16:12, well, 6 and 12, we can talk later about 16:12 as well. It talks about that great earthquake. How about that word of truth, my brothers and sisters, that shall issue forth and all the nations know that time is up for play? At the destruction of that city that is mentioned in Zephaniah 3, 1 through 5. Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. 25, 1 through 3. 27, 9 through 12. 19, 18 through 25. Isaiah 15, particularly 16, 1 through 6. Numbers 24, 14, 17 through 19. Isaiah 66, 6. 12, Isaiah 66, 12 through 15 verses. Hosea 11, 5 through 12, my brothers and sisters. What about all those prophecies that speak again about concerning that city? As mentioned again at Revelation 16, 12 through 21. Revelation 16, 12 through 21, as we mentioned, is a direct echo of Isaiah 25, 1 through 3. All these scriptures speaking about the city to which Messiah would appear, Zephaniah 3, 1 through 5, and because the nations did not know righteous, would not recognize his voice, proving that the world had not known the Most High to the right level of righteousness they should have, and that the leaders indeed have been treacherous against the law. that men have not discerned. Who will discern the real meaning of these things, brothers and sisters? Because the scripture says after that time, kings of the earth will be running for cover, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Who then is that one called the angel, the king, like the rising sun, to come suddenly? Who will discern who that one is that will even be able to command angels, saying, the angels of wrath, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, to seal the servants of Yah upon their brows until they have discerned what is the covenant of the Most High, because the Most High will confirm and sign no contract that is not his own. Discern what it means, my brothers and sisters. When the scripture says he will seal them with the seal of the living Yah. Again, my brothers and sisters, signs no contract that is not his own, that he did not himself create. Understand then what it means, my brothers and sisters. Messiah will come restoring indeed what is the righteousness of Yah. The men see beyond all the evils or misconceits that men have called wise, as if the Most High will not send a messenger to heaven to reprove all the rulers. Ah, Isaiah 41 speaks of it. Malachi 3 speaks of it. Zechariah 10 speaks of it. Isaiah 34 speaks of it. So many prophecies say the Most High must reprove all the misrepresentations of man, that men discern who is the one. Yet unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. That's in Isaiah 45, by the way. So we really need to understand the scripture about Isaiah 45, talking about the one called the Kurdi, who the Most High calls his shepherd, the anointed one, the one who established Jerusalem upon a firm foundation, who will bring the people back, not for a price nor for a bribe, who will say to all that I alone am a just one and a savior. Draw near to me and be saved, all the ends of the one who declares indeed the righteous word of salvation. The Most High himself has called him for the redemption of his people. It also knows that only one declares indeed what is the salvation of man from the rising sun to the west. One righteousness, one glory, one honor. Who will understand what it means, my brothers and sisters? Who will discern? Who Messiah, Yeshua, at Revelation 22:16, said that he is when he says, the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star. Morning stars, that one called sunrise, one who rises, the scripture says, is like the sun that rises in the east suddenly to expose the darkness, to reveal the hidden things, brothers and sisters, that men should know again how to praise, honor Yah. Read 1 Corinthians 3:18 through 4:5 and understand what the Apostle Shaul was talking about it. Now listen to these scriptures. Romans 11:27. He says, now according to the gospel, in other words, think about it. Messiah warned that the rule of the leaders of Israel at that time being partialized after the ways of the Gentiles. One scripture said they had the law but did not seek it fully by faith, did not seek it discerning that there is one way beyond all. But that is the nature of faith. As soon as men began to trust that a multitude of varying standards are viable, they refused to have faith in the one who is one. They refused to believe that Yah is one, believe that he is hypocrisizes and compromises his word. Brothers and sisters, you can believe a multitude of compromises. You can't be a disciple under Yah, but you can trust in a wicked other. Please understand, anytime men believe that a multitude of contradictions are a work of the Most High, brothers and sisters, they worship a false god. It is not the truth, and nor is it true to his name. So it said, now according to the gospel, talking about the fullness of a word, Messiah came to bring exactly that. It says, they put down here something that caters to Gentile mind. But what the scriptures really say, according to the gospel, the fullness of a word, we have to ask, have the Gentiles been true to a fullness of a word? Have they sought to be wise in their own estimations? See, now, according to the gospel, they are, how about this, hostile. Maybe in some respect, disobedient. But have the nations been obedient today? For your sake, he's talking to the Gentiles. You Gentiles, he said, he speaks, that he might magnify his ministry. But he said, according to the election, they are beloved for the patriarch's sake. What did the Most High promise the patriarchs of Israel? He gave a covenant, my brothers and sisters, to the The patriarch Abraham. From the beginning, telling him that if he is faith and trust was in seeking Yah beyond all others, it would be a blessing to all the nations. But he told him that his seed, my brothers and sisters, his children, would be that blessing. Meaning that Israel must be restored to a standard beyond all the nations according to the truth of what is the gospel, the word of faith from above. Trust in Yah alone from above. Way back then, he told his people they would be in, Abraham was told by Yah that his people would be in bondage 400 years and after a time come back out with great wealth. Well, my brothers and sisters, ultimately that prophecy portends what is written in Isaiah 60. The wealth of the Gentiles, my brothers and sisters, being given in tribute unto the people that will give righteous rule again to all the nations, that all the nations might be healed. Because the scriptures tell us that there's the day that comes that the nation that will not hearken to that righteousness will perish. Many curses upon the nations that will not hearken. Please read Zechariah 14th chapter. There are many forms of punishments upon the nation that will not hearken to that law. We already see a poor taste of it. Worldwide droughts. And when it does rain, my brothers and sisters, it floods. Already seeing, my brothers and sisters, ravages upon our seeds. Most High does not delight what men have done to the lands, the seas, and the air. Most High does not like what he sees man has done, seeking to exalt himself above the rule of the Most High and calling their various rulers and judgments supreme. My brothers and sisters, this is blasphemy against the holy name when men have exalted their own variant ideals among the nations. After the compromises even of a people controlled by the rulers, after a multitude of compromises and contentions, my brothers and sisters calling these variant rules of a people under control, not knowing fully the righteousness of Yah, that is sin, my brothers and sisters. It is illusion. It is foolishness. It is vanity. So he says, now according to the gospel, the fullness of the word from above, they have been hostile. What did the apostle Shaul say? Because many in Israel under the rulers, the hypocrisy, the scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees. He said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. You need to understand what that means. The Essenes, I can tell you right now, the zealous were those who recognized that the rulers in Jerusalem were corrupt. And they sought not to be part of them. You don't understand much about the politicization of the time. But even at that, scribes, Pharisees, zealous, Essenes, my brother says, that true to the will of one, Israel needed to be reconciled after the will of one. He said, according to that reconciliation, then that is the gospel, that fullness of a word, a pure, perfect word, it might be hostile against, for a time, hostile against this word. But according to the election, the promise of Yah. How about the promise that he would restore his people? Read Micah 7. He says, delight not over me, O my enemy, because I have fallen, for the Most High will raise me up. You see, they have beloved for the patriarch's sake, because the Most High has promised that Israel must be restored. What did he say? Shall the reconciliation be? It shall surely be a revival. A remembrance of all things. And the Most High does not withdraw his gift and his call. He said, according to what is written, that is a promise. I will tell you now the word for that which is written also even relates, my brothers and sisters, also in the original language. I don't mean the Greek. You have to understand the context of the Hebrew. That which the Most High has written, that which he has vouchsafed, that which he has avowed himself to, that which he has signed and sealed is a covenant, is a promise. It is a word from the Most High. So the Most High does not withdraw his gift, what he gave to Israel, his promise that he will revive his people after the will of one. He does not withdraw his gift in his call. He does not withdraw his promise. And he speaks to the Gentiles saying, just as you were formerly disobedient unto Yah, do you think in your disobedience you deserved this calling? He said, just as you were formerly obedient to Yah, talk to the Gentiles and have obtained mercy because of their disobedience. Apostle Shaul said, because many in Israel did not listen. Now, doesn't that mean all? Trust me, my brothers and sisters, we can even talk about things like the wise men that came from the east. They were forerunners of what became the early church. even as it will be that those who convert from the midst of all the nations in the latter days, Israel being first, are the forerunners of a kingdom church from on high that is yet to come. He said, my brothers and sisters, just as you were formerly disobedient unto Yah and have obtained mercy because of their disobedience, likewise also they also are disobedient. How about for a time, let's just say, blind to the greater truth? Blind to the mercy that is upon you. Talking about the Gentiles who did believe. He said, Israel will be blind for a time until the time of the Gentiles. How about the blindness that they learned among the Gentiles comes to an end? Meaning that both Jew and Gentile in the latter days will be called blind. And Messiah will come to bring again the light. That's why the scriptures speak of him saying, peoples have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. So he said, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations, he will say in the latter day. Most High is calling from the womb. I said from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to reveal again his honor, his glory, to bring Israel back to him. He made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, a pure and perfect word that discern whether men discern and desire righteousness or unrighteousness. Discerning whether men have a love for the truth or whether they prefer to believe lies. Messiah must expose the pretenses, my brothers and sisters, that have been established whereby men have been beguiled after the designs of men. Discern, my brothers and sisters, who indeed is worthy of the conforming seal of the Most High. Remember he told Israel, O Israel, I have formed you to be my servant. My brothers and sisters, what people did the Most High form? What people did my brothers and sisters did the Most High give his law? The law that he says he has not dealt so with all the nations in the Psalms. What nation is it, my brothers and sisters, he said he would deal with in this manner, that they be a light to all the nations? All my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand Psalms 147, 19 through 20. Most High say, he talks about how he has given his law to his people. He has not dealt so with all nations. That means if all those nations that ever come to the knowledge of his law, guess what? It's because they ought to be thankful to him. Most High that he had called forth a faithful, a faithful one among the Hebrews, the tribes of Israel. Zechariah talks about it as well and says, men, 10 men of all the nations take hold of the skirt of him who is a Jew and say, we will go with you, for we will hear the Yah is with you. Blessed are they who will understand these things, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who will understand them. But let us look, continue, because I see I have about, 6 minutes left and try to cover as much as I can. I had never enough time to cover all that needs be. But let us look at these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, and find out who is this Savior. Now, the scripture says, they shall know from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but Yah, Isaiah 45. Where it says, in the last days he brings his people out of Babylon west, as he brought them before out of Babylon east. You need to understand Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. Please read from the text like the NIV, NASB, the text used in the Dead Sea Scrolls to understand. He talks about the latter-day Babylon to the west that he brings people back from, like he brought them out of Babylon east before. He says in Isaiah 11th chapter, how about 10 through 12? He talks about he comes a second time to do what he did before. Who was it that did it before, my brothers and sisters? That we need to understand. Don't know what I'm talking about? Please look at that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation, and discern. Let us descend and consider what these things mean. Look at this verse. It said, all Yah has declared, included all men under disobedience. He might have mercy on every man. He did it 2,000 years ago. Scripture said he would do it again, but just mercy upon every man, but this time those who would turn from transgression. Remember, Isaiah 59, 19 through 21. This verse, oh, the depth and the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah, for no man has searched his judgment, and his ways are inscrutable. Who has known the mind of the Most High, and who has been his counselor? Oh, who has first given unto him and received and then received from him? My brothers and sisters, the Most High is the one who gives all things. For of him and through him and To him are all things. To him be glory and blessing forever and ever. Where did this scripture come from, my brothers and sisters here? For who has known the mind of the Most High and been his counselor? His knowledge is unscrutable, inscrutable. In other words, there's no searching of all his knowledge, therefore we must always seek him. He is the one. He is the light that we should always seek. What is the scripture talking about, my brothers and sisters? Where did it come from? Let us move quickly. Let us move very quickly. I'm looking at the time. To Isaiah in the 40th chapter. I said Isaiah in the 40th chapter. Remember, he's talking about his people being comforted beyond all the violence, the turmoil, the warfare that is among them. Bring his people back from the midst of all these, that they might be true to the will of one. Showing that all the ways of the flesh, designs of the flesh, should be no more. And if you knew this, my brothers and sisters, would you not know to seek what is greater? What about Isaiah 40:21? Have you not heard? Have you not known? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? Most High is greater than all. What about these scriptures, my brothers and sisters? What about these scriptures that say, how about the 28 verses? Have you not heard? Have you not heard? That Yah is the Most High forever, who has created the ends of the earth, that he does not faint, nor that he's weary, and there's no searching of his understanding. Doesn't that not the scripture sound familiar, my brothers and sisters? Doesn't it not sound quite familiar? Didn't we not just read these things? Isaiah 40:13, who has directed the Spirit of the Most High, and who has been to him a counselor? With whom took he counsel? Who instructed him and made him understand the path of justice and showed him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? There's none greater than he. All the nations, comparatively, my brothers and sisters, in their ways should be kind of a drop out of a bucket. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, dropping a bucket is a worthless thing. It dries up before it has ever had an opportunity to be used. I could talk about Isaiah 45. It talks about concerning his people. Men should inquire of him, lest they be as potsherds, arguing with potsherds, all of them useless, and none of them able to perform what is worthy before the Most High. Let's consider, my brothers and sisters, who is the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 40:27, for instance. Who is it that gives strength and restores man to the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah, bringing the remembrance of all things? So why do you say, O Jacob, my way is hidden from the Most High, my justice, the justice you do to me is not rendered by my Yah. In other words, he's forgotten his promise. Have you not known, have you not heard that Yah is the Most High forever, who created the ends of the earth? He does not faint, neither is he weary, does not forget. There's no searching of his understanding. 60
seconds.
Scriptures talk about that one called the righteous one, like the rising of the sun that suddenly comes to expose all the unrighteousness of the other nations. We talked about how Isaiah 44 talks about the one who comes because the nation cannot deliver themselves to discern beyond their unrighteousness. Scriptures actually talk about the Most High has formed his people that he might bring them back to himself. It talks about henceforth they should not forget him, for he will not forget his people. He will not forget his promise that he will restore his people. What is the promise? Did he say it was irrevocable? That he restore Israel to righteousness as of old as in former years. Read Malachi 3 and understand. That, my promise, my brothers and sisters. What did he say? How he has loved his people according to Malachi 1st. He said, if the other nations shall be overthrown and seek to rebuild, he shall tear them down. Israel, my brothers and sisters, he shall restore forever. Who are the sons of the promise, my brothers and sisters, that they no longer be exploited by the misconceits and the false promises of the nations, that they should learn again to love indeed the righteousness of Yah. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, I see time is up. I say, my brothers and sisters, till we speak again, unto his might, to his honor, and to his praise always, thanking the Most High for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah! And again, I thank you all for listening. Discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the promise of the Most High, who it is that he has promised as the Savior to do these things. Yah will surely in all things keep his word. And if we knew, if all knew, that the variant predilections, expectations declared by the nations and allegiances to which men are given their allegiance were all vanity, my brothers and sisters, would not men finally in repentance desire to lay down their arms, that they give themselves over to what Yah has decreed, that there might indeed be peace? I can tell you about a dream that I had many years ago, my brothers and sisters, my first upon awakening. And I saw one who said that he was stronger than all others, because Yah had given unto him the power to change the world with the word. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who receive indeed the promise of the Most High, that they might believe, they might be granted the blessed promise of the One Most High. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edim Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Stay tuned, my brothers and sisters, always more. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, to His might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! His name.